Community Radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
I don't fret because he'll see about me.
Jesus. Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed in reverence to God. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, now, as we turn our attention to your word, let the Holy Ghost do in the text as only he can. Let him tailor the truth that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might see themselves as you see us. And then, God, be made aware through your principles of how we ought to practice them, that you might receive the glory and we the good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to call your attention to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19, verse. We want to commence reading at verse 38. St. John, chapter 19, beginning at verse 38, recorded are these words. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. They laid Jesus. Therefore, because of the Jews, preparation day for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. I want to go back to verse 38, and it says, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord while we talk just a little bit from the subject, undercover disciple. Undercover disciple. Secret discipleship is a very disgraceful thing. Joseph of Arimathea will always have this shameful designation because the record is he was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly. I want to just look at a few problems with undercover discipleship. The first problem that we have with undercover discipleship is there is a problem with witness. Problem with witness. One of the things that you're going to recognize is that Joseph did not make a public confession of Christ. You are called to be a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can you be a disciple? How can you be a witness if you don't open up your mouth and say to someone who you are, whose you are, and the cause that you stand for? It's important to recognize, my brothers and sisters, that he had a telling problem, a
witnessing problem. One of the whole purposes of being endowed with the Holy Ghost, blessed with the gift of the Holy Ghost, is to be a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now recognize that the Holy Ghost had not fully come at that time, understandably so, but yet there are still natural witnesses who, when they believe a thing or identified or connected with the thing, only have but to say the thing to be a witness. And so you will realize and recognize that the word in Acts 1 and 8 tells us that you shall be witnesses unto me, he says, Jesus, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all the uttermost parts of the world. But this is only going to happen after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You'll have the ability to be a bold witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. But listen, it's one thing to be a bold witness. It's another not to be a witness at all. And so one of the problems with a whole lot of folk, and as we look at Joseph of Arimathea here, historically we see his case, we see his situation, we recognize some of the issues with him, but the question becomes, what is your issue? You're a Christian, Christ has saved your life, saved you from sin, given you another chance, put your name on the Lamb's Book of Life, prepared for you a home away from this world, knowing and recognizing that this world is not your home, made you a representative of him, endued you with supernatural power, gave you the kingdom a key so that you can lock whatever needs to be locked and unlock whatever needs to be unlocked, given you supernatural ability to speak those things that be not as though they were, and you can't open up your mouth and say, I'm a child of the living God. It is because of Jesus I live, I move, and I have my. You can't say, I'm a witness for Jesus Christ. Ye men of Israel and everywhere else, those of you who have crucified him, I serve notice that he is risen and he's alive in me today. He sitteth on the right hand of the Father. I don't care what you got to tell him. You ought to be able to tell him something. So he had a problem with his witness. Every undercover Christian, every undercover disciple has that same problem, being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not tell others that he was a disciple of Christ. This was his telling problem, his witnessing problem. Like some professing Christians, they do not want others to know they are Christians. They just want folk to think they're good people. They don't want them to think that they're holy rollers, you know, holier than thou, super spiritual, because they may be left out of the cliques, and they may be put out of the little gangs and the groupings, and they may be left out of the loop. They may be earmarked as one of them holy people. They don't want folk to know they're Christians. They just want folk to think they're good. But see, I got to tell you, if you're an undercover Christian, undercover disciple, the Lord has some issues with you. You're not worth your salt as a disciple, as a Christian, if you can't let folk know who you are and whose you are. Was it not Jesus who said in Matthew 10, 32 and 33, if you be ashamed to own me before men, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father which is in heaven. I've got news for you. Jesus wants you to tell folk you're in relationship with him. Jesus wants you to let folk know who it is who touched you, who changed you, who transformed you, who empowered you, who inspires you, who does all of the wonderful and miraculous and wonderful things in your life. Jesus wants you to give him credit for who he is and what he does. Because what you need to know is it's more than you he wants to do this for. Not only do we see that there is a witnessing problem because the Bible says he was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, I want you to look again in this verse because that's something else. You're going to see not only did he have a witnessing problem, but he had a weakness problem. A weakness problem. What was his weakness? Fear of the Jews. It's right there in the text. Let's go back to the text. It says, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, that's an undercover disciple, but secretly for fear of the Jews. That means here now, Not only does he have a witnessing problem, but he has a weakness problem. He was afraid of his fellow Jews. So he kept quiet about his interest in Jesus. Isn't it like fear that comes upon us, that seeks to devour, destroy, undermine the faith that we have in the Lord because of a change of how folk view us? When we admit we are connected with the Lord, it's a fear of being talked about, disenfranchised, disconnected, disharmonized. It's a fear of being left out of that place that you have sought to arrive at. It's a fear of being in a place where others look at you differently. Some believers in their weakness because of fear don't want to stand out and be the light God's called them to be. They just want to get in where they fit in and shut their mouths. They don't want to cause any ripples and any waves. They don't want folk to hear what they've got to say or be what they have become because they are afraid that it's going to change their lifestyles. And listen at this. Because he was afraid of his fellow Jews, he kept quiet about his interest in Christ. And it takes courage to live for Christ. And I think you need to know that if you are saved, it's going to take some courage. Now, here's what you need to know. Because the world don't like Christ and it don't like those who like Christ. You need to be careful and hear this clearly. Jesus says, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. So if it hates you, you in good company. But we don't want the world to hate us. We want everybody to be our friend. You my friend? No, the devil isn't your friend, and those connected with him aren't your friend. And you got to understand the only friend we have is in Jesus. And so his weakness will not allow him to certify his connection with the Lord Jesus Christ and make clear his interest with the Lord Jesus Christ, because the record is clear. His anonymity, his animosity from those Jews, he wanted to keep an anonymity. He wanted to be quiet. He wanted to be kept in a place where he was secret, where he was under the radar, where he was undiscovered, where he was down low. Why did he want to keep that a secret? And that's when folk go undercover. You do realize when you go undercover, you don't want to be discovered. Y'all sitting here acting holier than that. That's the reason folk pretend and perform, because they don't really want folk to know what's going on. That's why you got to understand, for Joseph of Arimathea, his weakness was his fear that kept him in the closet. You know, that's when you're one thing, but you pretend you're another thing. See, but when you know that the Lord Jesus has done for you, and that's where the power of the Holy Ghost comes in, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Once you become filled with the Spirit of the living God and you are ready and able to tell whosoever will, you'll stand on the White House steps, the jailhouse steps, the crack house steps, and everybody else steps, and declare that you are a child of the Most High God. It is through the salvation of Jesus Christ that you are in right relationship with the Father, and that you are more than a conqueror, and that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You come out with a holy boldness. But not when you are afraid of the folk you're talking to. Listen at the Bible, because I want you to understand that the Bible says, after all, he was rich. Matthew 27 and 57. And then he had a high position. Mark chapter 15, verse 43. And the Jews could hurt and affect both of those things in his life if he made a public confession. See, some of our believers are in places where they don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. And they've ascended to some lofty places in life. They're living better than they've ever lived. Riding better than they've ever rode, dressing better than they've ever dressed, got a little money in the bank, got a little prestige, a little recognition, and they feel good about that. And they don't want to jeopardize that by talking about something folk don't want to hear nothing about. And so because they don't want to lose their position or their possessions, they'd rather keep their mouths closed and do what they do undercover for Christ and act as if the Lord ought to be pleased with that. But I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. When Mordecai went to Esther, who had arisen to the queenship of the kingdom, and he had to remind her of who she was and where she came from, and he had to tell her, listen, wait a minute, do you think if this decree goes forth that all of the Jews are killed, do you think you will be spared? Do you not know that you have been brought in the kingdom for such a time as this? So I'm trying to tell somebody, God opened up the doors, put you where you were, so some gospel could get where it would not have gotten before. They may not hear John Montgomery. They may not hear some other preachers. But if you've heard the word of God and God's put you in that place, maybe he wants you to be a mouthpiece for him. Oh, I wish I had a witness in the house. And I'm just trying to tell somebody, maybe you are where you are because God needs a witness. Somebody who's not ashamed to get to the boss. Somebody who's not ashamed to get to the other employees. Somebody who's not ashamed or too weak to stand up and say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied my every groan. Long as I live, while trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. And the last point I'm going to make, because my time is far spent. Not only did he have a witness problem, and not only did he have a weakness problem, but last he had a wimpish problem. Look. He was a spiritual wimp. You know what a wimp is, don't you? Someone regarded as weak, timid, unassertive of or ineffectual. Look at what this word says. Go back to the text, verse 38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought, here it is right here, Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. Now, he shows up not when Jesus needed him. But he's wimpish because he shows up after the fight. He shows up after the work. He shows up after the vote. You know some people like that. They doctor after death. When the situation has already been determined, it's over, it's already a reality, then he shows up and he begs the body of Jesus. The body, signifying a dead situation. Isn't it amazing that there are some folk who show up after you no longer need them? You're in the heat of battle. If you ever needed somebody to stand with you, now is when I need you to stand with me. When I'm going through, not when I make it through. I don't need you for the ceremony. I need you for the battle. I could do bad. But listen, somebody said, it is better to give me a biscuit when I'm hungry than a feast and a banquet when I'm full. Y'all catch that on your way home. I'm just trying to tell you, there is a time when you are needed and called upon. That's the time you ought to show up, not when the thing has already been taken care of. I'm so sick and tired of folk telling me, if you need me, just call me. When I call them, can't get them. And then after I've come through, then they want to show up smiling and grinning. You know what I would tell them? I can't tell you because I'm a Christian. But I don't need you after the battle is over. Joseph was a coward. He had a sissy-like mentality or wimpish-like mentality. God don't need no undercover Christians like that, no undercover disciples like that. You need to stand up and be counted. Whose side are you on? If it's God's side, let it be God's side. If it's the devil's side, let it be the devil's side. But whatever side it is, you ought to be what it is. If you're a man, be a man. If you're a woman, be a woman. If you're confused, go in prayer. But be real and be counted. Oh, my time is gone. Tell somebody, don't be an undercover disciple. Come on, tell somebody, don't be an undercover disciple. Tell somebody, don't be an undercover disciple. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, the doors of the church are open. Just as you are, without one plea, the Lord calls you to come right here, right now. Our time is far spent. Our time is far spent. If God is calling you from under the cover, if God is calling you from out of the closet, if God is calling you to stand up and be counted, why don't you come? Today is your day. God, through his son, stood out on the cross without shame and died for you. God bless you. Come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wasn't ashamed to take on your sin and my sin. Take a punishment that was not even meant for him, but for you and for me. And did it with love. Love kept him on the cross till he paid the full price. The cost of your soul. The cost of my soul. Is there another who will come as these have done? Is there another? This is your time. This is our last appeal. Our last appeal. Just as you are. You don't have to make up and fake up. You just need to get up and say, Lord, I come to you. I come today. Today is a good day to come. While the blood runneth warm in your veins, today is the day. If he's still calling you today, right here, right now, would you come? Would you come?
Jesus loves you and he cares for you. The question is, do you accept that? Will you receive that? Our last appeal. Our last appeal. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Sister Stace.
Good morning, Pastor Montgomery. We had two people come by Christian experience, Darlene Jala and Harvey Jala.
For my way, you're the...
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. Or you can purchase today's message at Stars Beauty Salon, 525 16th Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, on Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without it. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better when I love.